Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Zach Jackson of The Athletic. Zach, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. Browns lose another guy. Sione Takitaki today. Zach goes on the COVID list, joining Myles Garrett there. Obviously no Denzel Ward for this game. Is it no big deal because it's the Jaguars? I mean, not really Takitaki so much, but you do have obviously the Titans and
it's the Bull and the Fox with the other fan.
Kevin Coogler's a great play-by-play guy slash COVID situation. How has it been for you?
It's going to be enough.
It's a big deal.
Because there's a significant financial ruin around the country. You
apples to apples.
You're concerned that Roger Goodell, Harry, there's and you know, it's credit to Pat Fitzgerald and what he's done with Northwestern. Even though I know they're good, even though I know they've beaten good teams, even though I know they're playing good football, I still kind of blink at that thing. Western
well, for a lot of years, which is really hard to believe.
Speaking to, but I like this team a lot. You know, you've got the, once you know for sure Chubb and Hunter back and fully healthy, you've got two of the best running backs. He's the best running back tandem, Brad, in the game. So Baker's doing good things at the quarterback position. I think Kevin Stefanski's system is a very good system for this group, and everything that we talked about last year with the Browns kind of seems to be coming to fruition this year. All the hype last year, Sunday night early for Cleveland, and then it never really panned out. This year, even without Odell Beckham Jr. down the stretch, this team, I mean,
what you have or don't have.
I know I say it, and maybe I say it, and people go, don't say it, you'll jinx it, but that's a playoff team. And now it's just a matter of how good of a playoff seed can this Browns team get, in my opinion. The schedule is relatively favorable for them. And yeah, I think this Browns team has the potential to do something that we've not seen in Cleveland in a long time, and that's, you know, they will be a really good football team.
And they don't gain anything from winning. And so Mike Glennon coming in, I mean, I know he's bad, Dustin, but he's played, like, he's been throwing picks his whole life. So when he does it on the second drive, he's not going to be fazed by it, right?
Right.
That's a concern for the Browns. To me, and I'm a little bit flummoxed by it. So maybe he will just play so poorly and ultimately, you know, have that third and fourth turnover. But I look at a guy that is not going to totally freak out there if things go wrong. They do have some good receivers on that team if they have everybody. I know they have some COVID concerns of their own, and Chenault has been injured. I mean, this is danger zone. It's not the typical danger zone trap game. But this is uncharted territory for the Browns, and they don't have their two best defensive players. So you look at a guy who's started, who's seen a little of everything in this league. There's reason to be concerned.
Zach, you know, I feel like, you know, everybody was kind of down on Baker, myself included, and he has the big game against Cincinnati, maybe the best game of his career. Everybody's excited. And now the last 3 weeks, he hasn't been asked to do much. The weather's been crazy. Do you feel like you're able to evaluate him off the last three games much?
Fairly and fully, no. But has he shown you who he is? I think so. So, you know, playing in the weather is going to be part of it. Playing from ahead is part of it. Eventually they're going to need to pass, and they're going to need him to deliver. We don't know how that's going to go. So, but I don't think any final decisions have been made. I don't think any final evaluation has been made for a lot of the reasons we just talked about. But I also know that he's shown nothing to indicate that he's a top-level quarterback.
Correct.
And ultimately the decision is going to be, okay, this is what we have and what we're going to have. You know, how much better can he be? What can we really build around him? And what are our outside options? You know, here at Thanksgiving, we don't know what those options are going to be. We don't know how he's going to finish. But to me, he is who he is, and an average quarterback.
Zach, how good is this football team? I mean, do you think they're a really good team? Are they an average team? They haven't
I hadn't thought of it that way. It's an interesting question. They're a good team. I think they're really good in some areas. I think they have some great players, not just some good ones. I think there's reason to think they're going to get better. I mean, until I was writing a little bit ago, I didn't realize, like, this O-line has only played 6 games together, intact, right? You know, this D-line, they had a really bad showing against the Raiders and against the Bengals, but they had a really great showing last week without the guy that's wrecked 6 of the 10 games they've played, right? So this is a good team. Good enough, I don't know, and they're going to show us in Tennessee. They're going to show us at home against Baltimore, you know, what strides they've made from September and October. But the Browns are a fun team. They're a good team, and, you know, they're not great yet. But I don't think any sane person, and I know sane people don't call or listen to sports radio, but I don't think any sane person would have said they're going to be a great game, great team 10 weeks in.
Yeah.
I think they're ahead of some schedules. I think they're on some schedules, and I think, you know, there's a chance they can make this thing built to last, and that's really what it's about.
You know, when you talk about built to last, right, if Baker is what he is, he's an average quarterback, mediocre quarterback, whatever, and they move forward with him, as they probably will at least till next year, and they're going to try to win running the ball, well, if you're going to do that, ultimately the defense has got to be better, right? So do you think if they can build up this defense over the next year or two, Can you still win in the NFL? And what I mean win a Super Bowl, just being a run defense team. Is that still possible in this modern NFL?
It's not likely. It's possible. The Niners, with an exceptional defense and a very average quarterback, got to the doorstep last year.
Yep.
Right? It is the exception to the rule bowl over 10 years, 12 years, 5 years, right?
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of pieces from being an exceptional defense,
yes,
but they have a couple of them in Miles and in Denzel. They, you know, the offensive line tells me they're potentially built to last. The defensive line, you know, could be. We just, here in Cleveland, we don't know what built to last is because we haven't even been built for a year and a half to last.
True.
Right? Like 3 years ago next week, John Dorsey got hired. Well, he's been gone for 11 months. So, you know, it ultimately comes down to the players and the draft being the lifeblood and you eventually developing and sticking with your systems, which makes it easier to draft players and acquire players and have guys who plug in and play above their heads or maximize their talents, I guess I should say. So, are the Browns there? You know, but this is such incredible, invaluable experience for them to be in a playoff push, for them to play these games and measure themselves, for them to go through some of this adversity, right? I thought they dominated the game last week, but it wasn't over. Same with the Texans game. Like they've shown some guts and some finish to them, right? I think that matters. At least it can in the course, you know, of the long haul. So, you know, they don't have enough great players yet. They still got a lot to be settled, but you know, I think where they are right now, I think if you're doing anything more than nitpicking, that it's probably silly because I think they're off to a strong start. And we'll see. And, you know, are the Ravens and Steelers really 76-13 better than them? I don't know. And they'll get a chance to prove that they're not, you know, over the course of the next month.
Zach, how many games does this team win, you think, this season?
Well, they got 6 left and, you know, 3 that they should, and 3 that no one's going to think that they can until they do. So, you know, who's available for the Ravens and can the Ravens stop their slide by then dictates it. But, I mean, it's 7 now. I think there's a real chance they get to 11. You know, I think they'll have to get to 10 to have any chance. They might have to get to 11 to win the wild card. Probably not, but they might have to. So, you know, it's hard to say that, Dustin, because, like, the Giants could keep ascending and the Giants could need that game. The Steelers could drop one along the way but still have clinched and not need that game. You know, I just think, as cliche as it is, I just think the Browns need to find a way to avoid the pitfall this weekend. They need to find a way to win one of the next 2 and then see who you got. I mean, not having your guys, whether for COVID reasons or for strained calves or whatever else might come apart, you just can't evaluate that. But, you know, I think Stefanski has coached in the games really well, playing to the team's strengths. I think the defense showing little improvements, you know, even if the weather's helped, is important. And I think they can keep getting better. So, you know, what version of the product are we going to see in weeks 15 through 17? I don't know, but I'm fairly optimistic that it can be a good version of the product, no doubt.
Zach, last thing. There's been so much talk, obviously, about, you know, what are they going to do about Baker and his next contract. But Nick Chubb, like, obviously, this, what can you say bad about Nick Chubb? Everything about him is great on and off the field. But, you know, everybody thinks it's an analytics-based team. They paid Kareem Hunt some money. I just can't imagine letting this type of player, this type of person, and what he means to this team, letting him go. But I don't know. Do you think they're going to sign him?
I do, and I don't fully pound my fist on the kitchen table right now and say that they are because of those reasons that you mentioned. But he's just the perfect player, perfect prospect, no baggage, no BS, loves football. And if you're smart, tough, accountable, if that's your mantra, then he's all those things, right?
That's right.
He just raises the level of everyone around him. I mean, think about what a talent Kareem Hunt is. Think about what this run game they've been able to do. And then think about how much better it has been in the games that Chubb has played. You know, in the games they've won, he's averaging 13.7 yards a carry in the fourth quarter. Like, he's going to finish in the top seven in the NFL in rushing and maybe in the top five, and he missed a month. Like, they ask him about the stiff arm today on the Zoom, and he says, yeah, I didn't really think about it. Yeah. It's just kind of what I do. Like, yeah. I was actually going back and looking at some of the other formation stuff they've been doing, and the cutback for the touchdown against the Texans, like, that's a really hard run. And when you watch it on TV, he makes it look really easy because he makes everything look really easy.
Zach, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again
soon. Thanks, guys.
Zach Jackson, great job covering the Browns for The Athletic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.